Lisa Lanier is our official attorney. If you need any kind of legal advice, LanierLawGroup.com. As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, Lisa Lanier does a segment for us called Lawyer Up, and she's on with us now. Lisa, good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing great. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well.
Hi, Lisa.
Thank you. There's a legal story today that I haven't talked to you about, and I don't want to just throw it on you, but I'm very interested in it. Do you think you can take one without any kind of setup whatsoever, just blind?
Oh, you know I love to do that.
I know you like to
do that. You're going
cold caller. I'm a cold caller. Yeah, I'm going to cold caller today because I just can't wait on it any longer. But we'll save it for last. How about that? All right, we'll do it last today.
That sounds great. I can't wait.
Here's a couple of quickies for you. First, Reggie Bush is a running back for the San Francisco 49ers. 2 weeks ago, he injured himself in St. Louis. It's a season-ending injury. Torn ACL, I think. And if you saw the play, it was interesting. He just ran out of bounds, but his momentum carried him forward close to the wall there in the stadium in St. Louis. This is in a dome stadium. And when he got over toward the wall, it stopped being the AstroTurf type stuff and more concrete, something slicker. And he fell. It's like he slipped and his legs fell out from under him and he landed on his butt. Well, he wound up tearing his ACL. So now he's suing the city of St. Louis, or he's considering it anyway, and the stadium, because the stadium has a slick concrete surface that close to the field.
I think the players call it the concrete ring of death.
Yeah, it's you can't
stand. Because everybody knows it.
With the cleats, I guess. The
cleats don't stick.
Legs go out from under you, and it's a torn MCL. He'll have to have surgery, and he will not be back this year. Of course, he makes millions of dollars. What do you think, Lisa? Is this a lawsuit that an NFL player can win?
Yeah, I think he can, because this is one of those situations where, as a professional football player, he assumes the risks inherent to the sport, you know, being tackled, falling down, sure, all of those things, if they are caused by sort of just the regular risks inherent to the game, playing, you know, catching, whatever.
Right.
But in this situation, the fall was actually caused because of this super slick surface that is just out of bounds.
Yeah.
And there have been so many other injuries there. He's not the first. In fact, the team had asked for the city to change the surface, mm-hmm. and they had not done it. This was a recent request after the Browns, a quarterback, I believe it was, fell and was injured, and on that same concrete. And there were, as you said, many, many, they all know about it, and there's not much they can do about it. If they happen to run into that area and or get knocked into that area or fall into that area.
Yeah.
I think he has something there. I think they should have changed the surface.
I didn't know about all that background. I didn't think he would win. I saw the play. I actually was watching the game and saw the play, and I thought it was far enough off the field that it would be so rare that a player would run into that area that it was just a freak occurrence. But if it's happened before and they've asked.
And it's actually the way that stadium is situated, I saw it too. I didn't see the game, but it's kind of closer to the wall, is closer behind the players.
I guess that's right.
It's not a wide sideline area.
Yeah, and he was just, you know, he was tackled, he's pushed, and he's running hard. So he made it over that area pretty easily, you know, and then it just flipped. I was real surprised that he hurt himself like that. It was kind of like your leg slipping out from under you on a slick street or mm-hmm. something. You'd think you would break a bone or something before you would tear an MCL. But I think maybe you're right on this, Lisa. And in fact, if I was the stadium or the city, I would probably put down something now to make just like a large rug or
an area rug.
Yeah.
An area rug.
A hand knit?
They need to cover that. Yeah, they need to cover that slick concrete.
A hand knit.
Yeah, you know, it's the same kind of thing with sometimes, you know, swimming pools mm-hmm. will have something go wrong with the mixture of their concrete, and they will end up with a really slick concrete surface. And they have to come back and have that redone, because you can't put somebody in a situation where they have to go across a very slick area, and you know they're going to fall. And apparently this is just an area, and it does look like it's kind of far off the field, but these guys get so, it's really not that far. And I think these guys get so much momentum, and they get knocked so hard that it happens over and over that they get knocked right onto this, and it's like being on ice.
There you are.
You don't have to tell me about the slick surfaces around swimming pools, Lisa Lanier.
He's done it.
He's a lifeguard.
He's a lifeguard.
Believe me, there were 10 times the injuries outside the pool than in.
I'm sure that's
kids
right.
Kids slipping on wet concrete.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all. That's why they're so serious about running around the pool. You know, that's
number one rule.
Number one, you can't do it. Second story is from the Lucky Eagle Casino, which is in Washington State. A woman hit a jackpot on a slot machine showing that she won $8 million.
Jackpot.
Damn. Jackpot. It turns out the machine had malfunctioned, and in reality, she won $80. Lawyers told her, there's nothing you can do. It's a machine malfunction. Here's your $80. Forget about it. I said,
can we take your picture with it? The casino likes to take pictures of all the big winners.
I said, I would stand beside it until either they gave me $8 million or I dropped dead. And I stand by that fact. Lisa, what can you do? You're the best attorney I know. Step in and get this woman $8 million.
She's been standing there a long time, unfortunately. Casinos and even lottery programs, casinos, all gambling, the gaming statutes in the states that allow this stuff, they are so protective of the owners of the casinos if there's an equipment malfunction. It's really clear. It happens more frequently than you would imagine, where people think they've won a bigger jackpot than they have. And when it's when they can show that it's clearly a machine malfunction, the consumer is just out of luck. And in this situation, it says on the machine that the max payout is $40,000. And so it was clearly a machine malfunction.
Boo. I'd still be standing there. I want my money.
Yeah, all right.
You'd be standing there.
I want my $8 million. That's exactly right. I'm very upset for this woman. Money, man. Money. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes me, I don't care much about it myself, but $8 million.
Who else watches a Rams 49ers game unless you're a kind of degenerate gambler admits he watched the whole game?
Yeah, I did watch that.
Christ. I was going to let that slide.
I had something on that. That's a pretty good game. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, right.
At Todd Gurley, please, one more TD.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Hashtag broken knees.
Okay. Here's a story that you have. I don't know if you've heard of it or not. This is cold calling you on this, as Kristen said.
All right.
A passenger on a Holland America cruise ship. And I've seen the video of this. He was coming out of an indoor area onto the deck of the ship, and an automatic door, one of those sliding doors, came over and smacked him in the head. Now, he just walked right on. I mean, it looked like it probably hurt, but I don't think he's got any kind of other damage. I don't think he's got any kind of brain damage or anything like this. He took them to court in Seattle, and because so many people have been injured by these sliding glass doors, he was awarded $21.5 million. He does say he suffered a minor brain injury when he was struck by the door, but he seems okay, and he's got $21.5 million now he won from Holland America. Lisa, are you surprised that he got this kind of cash just from the sliding glass door malfunction?
I did see a blurb about this, and the vast majority of that verdict was punitive damages. And as you said, this has happened on this particular cruise line, I think even on this particular ship,
yes,
so many times, and they had done nothing to fix it. And he did have a brain injury. It wasn't a catastrophic brain injury, from what I understand, but it was definitely a brain injury. Because sometimes I've had a few clients over the years that have been squashed, particularly elderly clients, by malfunctioning automatic doors.
Mm-hmm.
And when they malfunction, they can hurt you. Elevator doors sometimes, if they go out of control, they can really hurt people. This had happened so many times, and there was so much evidence of that, that the jury just got really pissed off and said, you know, companies can't do stuff like this, and we're going to punish this company. Uh-huh. Those verdicts tend to be pretty unusual.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and in a lot of states, and I think in this situation, there is, because of the nature of where it was filed and the jurisdiction, I don't think that there's any kind of a limitation. Most states have limitations on the amount of punitive damages because of tort reform legislation, where juries would get really, really upset
mm-hmm.
at this kind of gross misconduct, particularly repeated misconduct. And but in this situation, I think it may stick unless the judge could set it aside if the judge thinks it's excessive.
It looks like it's going to stick.
This is I don't know if you guys saw this too. The only reason they knew, I think the reason he got so much money, the man, they knew he suffered a minor brain damage injury because he watched the entire Rams 49ers football game from beginning to end. And he thought no one with a full working brain capacity would do that.
I'll tell you what I'm ready to do now, Lisa. I'm ready to book a cruise on that ship and stand in front of that door.
Just wait.
And just wait for it to hit me.
Just wait.
I just wanted to, I mean, just cruise after cruise and just stick my head into it.
Literally stick your neck out.
Literally. He's got vertigo and memory loss. And he's got $21.5 million now. Woo! That's a lot of fantasy football I could play. Lisa,
this guy was a gold and precious commodities trader. I don't think he really needed the 21.
I know, and he gets $21 million. Lisa, as always, you're fantastic. You've solved 3 legal cases. If you need her, she's online, LanierLawGroup.com. She is the president there. Thank you very much, as always. Have a great weekend.